3D Builder is a free app that allows anyone to get started with 3D printing. This is Alex Blondin from Microsoft, and welcome to this tutorial. In this first video, we're going to talk about the basic, how to load objects, how to view them, and how to repair them so that they're ready to print. So all right, let's get down to it. Okay, so this is the start screen when I launched 3D Builder for the first time. And as you can see, we have many different categories of objects that are provided with the application. So I'm going to choose Miniature and select this spaceship. One of the great things about 3D Builder is that it supports either touch devices or a mouse and keyboard. So I'm going to start with touch. Now that my object is loaded, if I want to move the camera around the object, all I have to do is drag my finger around the screen. If I want to zoom in, I just have to pinch the screen like I would do with my smartphone. To translate the camera, I just use two fingers, and I can move, translate the camera around. If I want to lock the zoom, I just use three fingers, and there we go. What's very useful is to double tap a zone of an object. If I double tap it, it will focus the view on the object, and it's very practical to analyze small part of the objects and turn around it. So let's do that on the tip of the spaceship. I double tap it, and then I can really inspect this part of the object. With the mouse, everything is very similar. It's left click to rotate the camera, right click to translate it, scrolling to zoom in or out, and double click to focus an area of the object. What's even more interesting is to load 3D objects from a file. You may have obtained it by scanning something yourself with a Kinect V2 for Windows, or maybe you have downloaded it directly from internet. So let's try that. I'm going to go back to the main menu, and I'm going to press load. And I already have a scan of myself that I'm going to load, so I'm just press it and say open. You can open many file formats for 3D Builder. You can open STL or 3MF, or even other ones that you can check up online. Now my object is loaded. I see that I have an error message on the top. It tells me that my object is too big and needs to be resized. That is just because my object is way too big to fit the printing bed. So if I just click the error message, 3D Builder will automatically resize it for me. Now I have another error message. It tells me that my object needs to be repaired. The reason for that is you need your object to be perfectly solid in order for it to be printed. So to fix that, it's very simple again. All I need to do is press the error message, and then my object is going to be sent to Microsoft 3D library in the Azure cloud and repair it for me. I just need to wait a few moments. Depending on the size of the objects and the amount of preparation, it can take up to a few minutes. Now my object is repaired, resized, and it's ready to be printed. And that's going to be the subject of the next video. As always, thank you for watching.